give to the loved person. And keep your mind exactly as it is. Don't change anything. And we just introduce the name of the loved person into the words of loving kindness. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. Just putting their name in there, it's enough to remind you of them, bring them to mind. But keep your awareness settled inside your own body. No need to go out there to where that person is. Your body stays filled with that same feeling of love. May they be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. And then taking that same loving kindness and spreading it to all sentient beings. Radiating it out, spreading it across the whole universe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. Pure, joyful, bright love going across the whole universe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. we're coming near to the end of the meditation and bringing the mind back from all sentient beings to that loved one. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. And then to oneself, may I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And then letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of love fade away, allowing the mind to come back to a neutral space, empty, open, clear. And with the mind empty and clear, just take a minute to reflect back over the meditation we've done together. What just happened? What was that process of meditation like? What was the mind like when you started meditating? How did it change during the course of meditation? Did you feel anything when we were doing the meditation on love? And what's your mind like now? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings find peace, find happiness, and find freedom. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so I think we've got a few minutes for some questions. So, do you want to do questions on the iPad? Ajahn Brahm said it was starting at 5, so we could go to the normal time. Sorry? Okay, but Ajahn Brahm said we finish at the normal time? Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so. Okay, so interesting question here. So someone from Poland, Kasia from Poland. How's it going, Kasia? Said, is it possible that meditation increases the blood pressure? Often when I check the blood pressure after meditation, it's higher than before. I have hypertension and I take medicine to control my health issue. So that's an interesting question. I mean, normally you'd expect that meditation is going to make you more relaxed, and so would tend to decrease your blood pressure, but the mind and the body are complicated things. So if you think that this is a worry, especially if you have a known health issue, a known medical issue, especially if it's an issue that you're taking medication for, I'd always recommend to consult that with your doctor and just explain to them the situation to see if that increase in blood pressure is dangerous or unusual or noteworthy in any way. But it's difficult to generalize about that because, you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't know much about blood pressure. But best thing is to monitor that, consult with your doctor, and see how it goes. It's possible that some kinds of approaches to meditation, especially if you're being a bit too forceful with meditation or being a bit too controlling, then that can sort of start to make you tense. So if that's the issue, then I would recommend just calming down, being a bit more relaxed about it, and just backing off a little bit until that's no longer a problem. Okay, so it looks like we're getting some people setting up for registrations for the AGM.
So we maybe should finish up about now. And those of you who want to stay on, the annual general meeting for the Buddhist Society is being held shortly. And you'll get to vote for who the new president is. It's very exciting. We'll all be on the edge of our seats. And you can become the new president if you like. You can take it over and run it the right way, finally. And anyway, we probably should finish off about there. So let's finish by paying respects to the Triple Gem.